Good morning, wake up. It's Gino and the Magic Morning Show.
And it wakes me up.
In the morning.
Only on Magic 104. Today's hits.
Here we are with full moon readings with psychic medium Sarah Moore. It's all brought to you by the Premier Home Store. Remember, make sure you can check them out online, northconwaypremier.com. Premier, they are an essential store. They are open. However, they're doing most of their business via the phone line or their online website, but they're still doing some curbside service and things like that. They pay your payments and all of that. And Sarah, I think we know if you're going to be spending a lot of time at home and maybe update the furniture, Premier Home Store is the place to go.
Absolutely. They have financing, and it helps your credit. It's just amazing. I love it. And the stuff is really nice.
Yeah, it really is nice. And too, and gaming systems and computers, you want to make sure that you're up and running and have lots to do as you're practicing that self-isolation. So northconwaypremier.com is where you want to go for all of that. All right, Sarah, ready for some more readings?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
Here we go. We have Ashley from Conway texting in, wondering if there's any loved ones that have any messages for her, wondering about anything good for the future, or are there any roadblocks in her new future?
There are a ton of people over there for you, and I'm cracking up because I'm looking at them, and they're all, like, playing with a Ouija board. And I think they're making fun of us, like, oh, you're actually going to ask about us in heaven? I don't use Ouija boards, but just sort of being silly about it. I'm seeing a younger man, actually. He looks like he's in his 20s, and he's showing me his wrists. I don't think he cut them, but he's showing me his wrists. So, yes, there's somebody over there in heaven. It's a younger man, light brown hair. My throat just kind of got gunky, but I don't think that was... I actually think that was me. Sorry. that's the first person that comes up. And what was the second part to her question?
She was wondering if there's any roadblocks in her future that she'd
be
wearing.
No, I don't think so. You're kind of like a powerhouse right now. You've figured out what you want to get, and you're on track to do it. And this whole lockdown isn't going to affect you at all that way. Like, this is actually giving you the time to... I see you with a pen and paper sort of writing out, okay, this week I will be this, next week I will be that, and when this is all done, I will have. So you're manifesting really, really well.
Awesome. That's great. That's Ashley from Conway. Mm-hmm. Let's move on to Alicia. Alicia from Berlin. She said that she's been with the love of her life now for almost 7 months and curious what the future looks like.
You know, I like that. I feel like you two are so tight in an embrace that I don't see any space between the two of you. And I think what's going to happen is you're going to kind of back up, look at each other and be like, hey, are you in for the long haul? Yeah, me too. Okay, so what do we need to do? And I see you both kind of throwing everything on the table. So if one of you, I don't know, I can't think of a quick example, but you're going to throw stuff on the table. And that means, you know, I don't like the way you do this. Oh, my God, I had no idea that was bothering you. I'm sorry, I did it this way because my ex liked it, so I'm sorry, I'll change. So I feel like both of you are, you're about to turn the corner here where that sort of glossy finish comes off and you get to the nuts and bolts of what needs to change for this to go the distance. But I love this relationship. I see heart bubbles all around you. Feels really good. I do think that it's around the two of you, I just realized, yeah, we're in lockdown. I was going to say, I don't see many people around you. So the two of you together has been nice.
There we go. That's good news. Alicia from Berlin, that one goes out to you. We have Joyce from New Hampton texting in, wondering if there's anything on her transitioning at work or maybe her relationship.
Transitioning at work, sometimes I see dot, 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 like if somebody says, and then dot, 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 and that to me is more like a smooth transition. Yours is kind of like work ends and then you kind of fall off the edge of it. But it's only like a 2-foot step down and then you just hit the ground running into whatever else you're looking to do. So I see it just sort of ending. But that's a little disruptive, but it's going to be for the best. And then did you say the second part was the relationship?
Yeah, anything on relationships, transitioning in relationships.
I see you kind of like... The visual that I get when I ask about relationships in you, I see you like having all your toys around you and you pulling them all close like, I'm not going to share my toys with anybody if they're not going to respect them. I would rather have my toys and be alone. So I don't think you're in a relationship right now because I don't think you're willing to kind of put yourself out there. I do get still a level of self-preservation that was needed as a result of what you've been through. They're showing me brush fires that scorch the earth, but that allows new things to grow. So for the relationship piece, I think you'd have to make some serious changes if you want that to work.
Okay, that one goes out to Joyce from New Hampton. We have Heidi from Tamworth texting in. She lost her dear yellow lab, Cody, back in 2014 and is wondering if you have any sense of them maybe getting another canine companion in the future.
Before I even answer that, I have to tell you that my stomach hurts so bad inside, just off to the left, below my rib cage, and that dog felt yucky. I just have to say thank you from the dog. Thank you for letting me go. You looked at me, you said, I know, I'm not ready. You waited an extra day, and then you made the decision, and I needed it. So thank you. You need to release the grief and the worry that maybe you didn't do the right thing at the right time if you want to bring another dog into this space. You're holding that grief in your gut. So like if you're holding on to poop, you're holding on to grief, let that go. And yeah, I totally see you getting another puppy, and it looks like it has these huge ears that are hysterical when it runs. And it also feels like you take really good pictures. So I think you're going to have a lot of fun taking pictures and sort of doing freeze frame shots of this dog running at you and running away. Oh, my gosh, this dog is hysterical. Absolutely. I don't see it being a lab, so keep your eyes and ears open for another breed if it pops up. Or if it just crosses your radar and you're like, oh, well, of course now somebody's talking about that breed all the time. Go for it.
All right, that one goes out to Heidi from Tamworth. We'll do one more before we take our news break here. We have Ashley from Jackson texting in, just wondering if getting any messages at all or advice from any angels.
Oh, I like that question. You have Archangel Michael, who's the big guy. A lot of times for me, Archangel Michael comes through with Mother Mary, but I'm only seeing Archangel Michael, and he's sort of off behind you to the behind your right shoulder. No, I don't think that you've asked them any clear questions. So somebody told me once, shuffle your feet when you pray. And I see you having this tremendous faith that they're there because they are, but I don't think you've really put them to work. So years ago, I read a book by Sylvia Brown called The Other Side and Back. Great, great read. And it talks about her spirit guide, Francine, who she'd be like, Francine, I need help. And she would see Francine there, but she wouldn't do anything. And then she had like a conversation, as a psychic would, with her guide. And Francine said, you asked for help, but you didn't tell me what you needed. They're not allowed to override our free will. So we have to ask very specifically, like, okay, give me peace through the quarantine. Keep my family healthy and safe. And now I'm getting goosebumps. And now I'm feeling Archangel Michael coming in front of you. So ask. I can't tell you what they're saying because you haven't put them to work. That's what they're saying. Is give us more direction.
All right, that one goes out to Ashley from Jackson. You guys can
covered in goosebumps, though. Sorry.
No, it's good.
He is around this time.
Well, that's good. So Ashley from Jackson should be asking some questions, basically.
Yeah, put them to work.
Very good, very good. All right, that's how it works. Keep those texts coming, 603-356-9145. We'll get through as many as possible. I do want to remind you as well, we understand that, although it's not that you're out and about nowadays, but you have to step away from the radio. Things are happening in your house. We get it. We want to let you know that there's a recording of all of this happening, and we will post it later today on our website as well. So feel free to text in, and then if you have to step away, you can. And if we get to it, there will be a recording. And, of course, you can reach out to Sarah for maybe an expanded reading and all of that at Horizons.com. It's 8:28. Let's see what's happening.
These are the White Mountains, and Magic 104 knows all about them.